It is indeed one of the most famous quotes of all time, uttered by Neil Armstrong as he climbed down onto the moon 40 years ago. But who came up with that line? Well, let me just say, our next guest is taking a little bit of the credit for it. Why? His name's Gary Peach, and he joins us from the UK, but I reckon there'll be some people listening here in Canberra saying, I wonder if that's the same Gary Peach that was here in Canberra 40 years ago. Well, it is. G'day, Gary.
Oh, g'day.
How are you?
Anybody who says they don't know me in the space tracking industry wasn't there in 40 years ago.
That's exactly right. And if they don't know you, well, they're making it up. Gary Peach, thank you for joining us so late in the evening in the UK. You're saying that Neil Armstrong, this famous line that he uttered, may well have been your invention.
Quite right.
Tell us all about it, Gary.
Well, between Apollo tracking, Tidbinbilla was also doing some deep space tracking. And the night before the Apollo launch, I was in the deep space control room doing some final checks. The lights were all down low and the place was quiet. And somebody came in to the ops room from the other end and stopped to talk to me. He said, was everything all right? I said, well, from an engineering point of view, it's absolutely fine. Mm. I said, but I am concerned. He said, what's that? I said, about what the man who steps on the moon is going to say. That will be in history books from now to eternity. So he said, well, what would you say? And I had thought about it a couple of days earlier. Mm. And I said, the famous line. And I had modified it because originally I thought it was one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. And that was the way I thought of it because leap and step are appropriate for the magnitude of the noun which the verb applies to.
Okay, now this is interesting, Gary, because there's been all this conjecture since then that Neil Armstrong botched up his line. But if what you're saying is true and you came up with a line, you actually didn't think it should be a man either.
No, it was a man. It's got to be in the singular.
Right. So the line you came up with, one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yes.
So now you passed this on to a chap there that you were working with. What happened to it then, do you know?
I passed it on to the network administrator, manager from Fishwick.
Yep.
Mr. Monckton.
Yeah.
Who was an American citizen. He said, we hadn't thought of that. He hurried off out of the control room to the comms position, and I presume that he twixed that to the States.
But you must have had a sense of pride, though, Gary. I mean, to have come up with a line.
I was a bit busy at the time, Ross.
Yeah, I can imagine. But, you know, to have the foresight, which you did, to, you know, a couple of days out to say, well, don't forget that the first line he utters will go down, as it has done, as one of the most famous lines in history. And to come up with that line, quite incredible, really.
Well, I wanted future generations to realise that when we set about this objective, that we knew what we were doing. If you think back into history, poor old Galileo was exiled because he said that the Earth went round the sun.
Yeah.
And anybody that offered any argument against that, well, you haven't been there, how can you say? Well, now we've been to the moon and all of this has been done and nobody can deny it.
Mm-hmm. Just back on what he actually said, when you heard him say it, did you think, oh, you nearly got it right, you just left out that one word?
Well, actually, I really wasn't paying that much attention. I had a job to do.
Yeah. Did anyone, Gary, can I ask you, in the days, weeks, years after the moon landing, did anybody ever get back in touch with you and say, thank you for that line, thank you for that wonderful idea?
Well, I doubt anybody's going to acknowledge it.
Yeah. Gary, lovely to catch up with you. Thank you so much for staying up late and taking our call.